Good day and welcome to the Anatomic Fitness Podcast. I am your host, James Sutherland, and with me is producer extraordinaire. You got a promotion.
Woohoo! Wait a minute. No, I was producer extraordinaire like...
Yeah, but then you got demoted.
All right.
Remember, because yeah, that whole... Yeah. Anyways, what Jason Hewlett.
Fiasco?
We can't talk about that on air. Come on.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so how are you?
I'm good.
Excellent.
Better than last week.
Well, that's good because last week you were a...
train wreck.
Yeah.
I had the COVID, like the Omicron variant. By the time we recorded, the infectious part was over.
Thanks for telling me now.
Yeah, appreciate you're welcome. But you didn't get sick this last week, so obviously you're fine, right?
No,
there you go.
I am.
But that COVID tired everyone talks about,
it
sure is real. And it's you really, and especially for someone like myself who likes to keep busy and active, and this is going to tie in a bit to our conversation today.
Yes.
It was... forced me to be the opposite and rest, because any effort to be active resulted in the worst exhaustion I've ever felt in my life.
Wow. Yeah, like, that's pretty extreme. Tired. I recall our session last week was a little short.
it's like, nope, we're done.
Due to the fact you're almost falling asleep during core exercises, which is never really possible. So
no, because core exercises are the opposite of sleep inducing.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
So yeah, as you kind of alluded to there, our topic this week is basically self-talk.
Yes.
So it kind of ties back to a few months ago when we had a lot of conversations surrounding mindset, because self-talk is also a huge portion of that. And I think we briefly touched on it here and there in some of those episodes, but, you know, due to some recent situations I had with clients, I thought this would be a good subject to bring up, because everybody, regardless of their fitness level, their current mindset, their occupation and their financial well-being, everybody has this habit of talking down to themselves. And as I was just saying to you off air, there's one person you talk to on the planet and during your whole lifetime more than anybody else, and that's yourself.
Yes.
So how you talk to yourself is crucial. And, you know, I've seen so many people with different sorts of issues, whether it is some mental health issues or, again, financial issues, or, you know, there's all sorts of different problems that arise during the day that can cause people to suddenly start talking bad about themselves,
and in
to
fact,
themselves.
We talk, and there's always this this bit, like in trying to change how you talk to yourself. It's like, how would you talk to somebody else?
Yes, the whole do unto others is... Yeah.
And it's a huge part of it, but we don't talk to ourselves the way we would talk to someone else.
Like most of us don't.
We are harsh as F to ourselves when we wouldn't be, where we'd be encouraging in that situation to somebody else.
Ideally, yes. Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, I've seen a lot of clients that have had issues with that. And I've had to, whether it's via text, phone call, or in-person sudden unplanned meetings, because they text me something and I say, well, okay, you know what? Go here. I'll meet you for coffee. This was before all the COVID chaos.
Yes.
And let's sit down and have a chat. And that is just incredibly necessary to have at least one person or two or three that you can go to, whether you mean to or not, that you can go to get that kick in the ass to basically get you back on track. Because it's hard for a lot of people to take themselves out of that negative self-talk on their own if they don't have proper little tools that can be given to you to do so.
Oh, big time. I've had to do that too with people, like with when I was in the employment counseling field, right? People on job search, worst time of their life. Usually they've been lost a job. They're at risk of losing everything. And they're down and they start talking down to themselves, and I've had to talk them down from doing something really dumb.
Yes.
Right? And
exactly.
As you know. So it's, you need a person there to turn to, and it's good to kind of, well, I think ideally designate someone, like first talk to a few people to see if they're up for the task.
Yes. Interview them.
Yep. Interview them. Yep. Well, because if you're really down and the person you think would be ideal to talk you up from being down is really down themselves, it can be a pity party, as they call it. And then the two of you are going to make yourselves miserable.
In a downward spiral into a Sarlacc pit.
Yeah.
So with respect to that, you know, there's tools and there's things that I use with clients that I probably don't use enough on myself, but that I use with clients to help them get themselves out of that funk. And part of that is that, would you say that to your kid? Would you say that to your significant other? Would you say that to your parents? Would you say that to your best friend? You know, because in the grand scheme of things, you really are your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wouldn't say that to the actual person that isn't you, that is your best friend. Wow, that was very Irish of me.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't say that to them, don't say it to yourself.
Exactly.
You know, like, especially, for example, weight issues. Clients of mine that have weight issues that, you know, they start off very heavy and they lose some and they're starting to feel great and everything's going well. And then life happens and kicks them in the ass. And then exercise falls off the important list of things to do chart, as well as eating healthy, as well as many other mental benefits that they were doing previously. And all of a sudden they gained more than they just lost within a significantly shorter period of time. Wow, I'm useless. I'm never going to do this. I'm always going to be fat. I'm always going to be overweight. I'm always, you know, right? I'm always, you know, and that can be obviously very damaging, whether you say it to yourself once a day or 100 times a day.
Oh, extremely.
Because that negative mindset just can kick you in the ass, because then it's like, okay, you know what? I am going to turn around and go to the gym today. Yeah, but you're still fat. Yeah, okay, maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just sit home and eat the chips instead. You know, it's really hard. And like I said, I've had to deal with a lot of people in different scenarios that it is very difficult to try to get them on track. But once you can turn it on its head and make them realize that they're talking negative to themselves and that's why they're in this situation, it's not their roommate's fault or their spouse's fault or their kid's fault or their boss's fault that they're feeling this way. It's their own fault for how they're taking all this extracurricular crap in and then turning it inward and making everything their fault.
Well, and I know we talked a bit about you doing meditation last week. And one of the things you can learn in meditation is the stories you tell yourself, because we all tell ourselves stories. We've created a narrative of who we are and what our life is like. And that negative self-talk is a story that is built up over time.
And it's a really ugly chapter for some people.
It's horrible. And sometimes it becomes their entire book.
Right.
Right? And it usually starts young.
Yeah.
And just has enough stuff go on in life to reinforce that belief system. And getting out of that is hard. So it's important to kind of decide at one point, okay, I've had enough.
Yeah.
Because it's dragging me down.
And sometimes at one point ends up being 6 or 7 points because, yeah, I've had enough. It's dragging me down. I'm going to kick some ass. And you kick ass for 6 months and then something happens. Then you kick ass for 4 months and something happens. You know, and yeah, but the consistency is that whole, you know, every time you get knocked down, you get back up, you know, and you just have to keep going. But again, having someone that can help steer you in the right direction can be really important. And then taking those little lessons you learn from that person and keeping them in your head so that when you are talking negative about yourself, you know, okay, well, no, I got to turn this around a little bit. And it's not a massive change. It's just going to happen. Mm-hmm. Okay, wait, I'm going to be happy now. Forget it. I'm always going to talk nice to myself. And then you never talk negative about yourself ever again. That's like a Hallmark movie or something. You know,
nothing is that simple.
Happen. Exactly. It is going to happen that you turn on yourself and you become your own worst enemy instead of focusing on becoming your own best friend. You know, and so once you, what I like to do is once I've told somebody this and they really understand it, and then every time they start to fall off the wagon a little bit, instead of coming back and saying, hey, you moron, remember we talked about this 6 months ago, or a year ago, 18 months ago, whatever it is, you know, hello, just do that again. I like to just steer them, guide them. Okay, well, what about this? Ask them questions that I know are going to lead them to the right answer. And sometimes it takes 2 or 3 questions. Sometimes it takes 6 or 7 questions. And then all of a sudden, as they're answering, I go, son of a... Yeah, you're right. I'm doing this. I'm letting people talk to me or treat me like this. And that's why I'm then being negative on myself and dragging myself back down. You know, and again, it's also hard to then do that to yourself when you're going into that negative downward spiral and pulling yourself out of that too. So the listening and understanding and paying attention, that's a great thing about texting, is if you actually keep all those text messages, when you know you can go think, son of, I remember when they told me this, and just scroll back through it and see what they said to you. You know, there's a constant reminder of, yes, okay, I am not a bad person. I am not a fat person. I am not a mean person. I am a great, wonderful person who's going through a rough time, and I need to turn this around by one step at a time. I have to start eating healthier tomorrow or today or next week when I'm back from that business trip or whatever it is. And instead of trying to turn, like I said, just a snap of the fingers and turn everything around at once, take little steps to improving yourself as you go. Get on the treadmill for 10 minutes a day instead of looking at it and using it as a clothes hanger.
Which we've talked about before.
Yeah, exactly. So little steps, and not, because you can't fix everything at once.
No.
but little steps, and then realizing, okay, well, yesterday I was on the treadmill and I did this, and I, you know, I ate a salad or I ate healthy chicken or whatever it was, as opposed to stopping at McDonald's on the way home and gorging out on 20 chicken nuggets.
Oh my God, but they're so good.
That's beside the point.
Taylor? Could,
so it's, you know, self-talk and nurturing yourself and making, getting your body up and moving. You know, like a lot of people, even I get at points where in the afternoon when, you know, you've been working all day, your mind's been going all day and you're very tired. And it's like, there's one of two options. If you take that little lay down on the couch or that sit down in the recliner to just chill out for a little while, if you start watching TV, it's game over. You're going to fall asleep. You're going to, you know, but if you read or if you say, you know what, screw it, I'm just going to go up and make myself a cup of coffee, or I'm gonna go and make a sandwich, you know, I'm gonna go and do something, as soon as your body's up and moving again, even though it's yelling at you to just lay down because you're sad or you're an idiot or you're fat or, you know, whatever negative talk you're doing, if you just say, you know, screw you, and you get up and do something. Like that happened to me the other day when I was, you know, I'd been up since 5:30 and going all day, and it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I had another client in an hour and a half. Thought, well, I could just chill out for a minute. I started to lay down on the couch, and about 10 minutes later, I was like, nope, get your ass up. Get up and go. So I got up, made a coffee, ended up cleaning half my house, you know, all in stuff that in a record time, because I was like, oh, hey, I need to do that. Oh, look over there. There's dust over there. I'm going to clean that, you know. And then all of a sudden, oh, man, I got to leave because all of a sudden I got 3 hours worth of work done in an hour and a half because I just unintentionally even motivated myself to do it.
Well, yeah, you're right. And it's making that decision not to stop. And I know, like, my wife and I have battles with each other over that because she's a stopper. Well, I'm tired. I need to stop. And I'm the kind of person, like, I'm tired, but I still got to get X, Y, and Z done. So I'm going to just kind of keep at it. And she'll kind of, like, you always push yourself too hard. And it's like, yo, sometimes I do. Because you will find yourself pushing yourself too hard. But at the same time, 9 times out of 10, I don't.
Right.
I'm just getting done what I need to do. And then when I stop, I really stop.
And then you have that sense of accomplishment too.
Yeah.
Because then your mind's not, when you try to stop, your mind's not going, you dumbass, you need to go and do this. You need to do that. You can be like, huh, look at me.
I grew up with a judgmental parent. And if I didn't do stuff, I'd be like, why didn't you do that? You should have done that. You know what I mean? So in my head, I'm just like, f*** you. I'm going to do that. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? But no, like, you get to that point, right? And I'll bleep that out. Don't worry. But you get to that point though, where that's where you have enough.
Yeah.
And Taylor Swift, actually, who's not one of my favorite people on the planet, but she had a story about how she had a really bad body image, right? This is a woman that is quite attractive and looks good and seems like in pretty good shape, but she had a negative body image, and a magazine would come out and she'd get so judgmental and talk down to herself about how she looked, even though there was really nothing wrong.
Right.
And then finally one day she just kind of decided that if she saw, like, she wasn't going to do that anymore. So every time she caught herself doing that, like a new magazine spread would come out, she'd open and look at herself and she'd start going judgmental. She'd be like, no, we don't do that anymore. Close the magazine and throw it through the side and just kind of go on with her day.
Right.
I think that's a really good little bit of advice. Even come up with like a catchphrase.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're done.
Yep.
Or like I said to, you know, F you.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. Kind of thing, right? Like
enough.
Enough. We're done.
That's a good point. Find a term that works for you. And by the way, that Taylor Swift is a name I never thought would come up on this show.
Me neither, but I heard about this story and I'm like, no, well, that resonates.
And that's a valid point. Yeah. And that's because, you know, whether it's a magazine, I don't know how, I know tons of our listeners around the world are in magazines all the time, but the one thing everyone that is listening sees every day is themselves in the mirror.
Yeah.
And that's where usually the negative self-talk starts. That instant, first thing in the morning, whoa, I look like crap because, you know, my hair is everywhere. In my case, my beard's looking like Rip Van Winkle sticking out everywhere. But having that moment that you look at yourself in the mirror and, again, having that realization that I've had enough. As soon as you start to say that negative voice starts to say, man, you have big bags under your eyes. You obviously didn't sleep well. Maybe your dumbass should go to bed earlier and stop, you know. No.
Why do we do that first thing in the morning? Because that's the worst time to be crazy. Because you're not even awake. And
I usually wait to look in the mirror until after my shower.
Yeah. right? Like, and then it's just come on.
Well, that's a normal looking human, right? Yeah,
so, instead of like just like,
so again, that's a simple thing though, is if that's what you do and you get walk into the bathroom and you turn the light on and then you look right in the mirror right away and then you go, oh my God, then that's instant negativity to start your day.
Yeah.
So you know what you do is you walk into the bathroom, you turn the light on and you go and have your shower. or your bath or whatever you do, or wash your face or whatever the case may be, before you start staring at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
Cleanse yourself, get yourself ready for the day, and then look at yourself and go, there we go.
Yeah, now that's, this is who I am.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and I think that can make a big difference, and because that can start your day well. And again, it doesn't mean everything's going to be perfect for the whole day, but it's best to try to start it on a slightly positive front. What I often do is I'll set my alarm 5-10 minutes earlier than I actually want to get up. And then when my alarm goes off, I hit snooze, and then I usually lay there and go, okay, you know, yesterday, and I play over what happened yesterday in my head and remember certain things. I was like, yeah, you shouldn't have said that to that person, or why did you curse that person while you were driving down the street who is an idiot and doesn't know how to drive?
To just reinforce really? That belief system.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why did you do that? Oh, well, because you were tense about this, so you're okay, or you left late, or you were stuck in a snow bank, which happened again today or yesterday with all the excessive snow we got again. Yep. But, you know, like looking back at what happened the day before, the way you talk to your children or the way you talk to your significant other or your friend or a client or whatever, I always take a quick run through what happened yesterday and go, okay, I'm going to make sure I don't do that today. I'm not going to be angry at every driver that I see that doesn't know how to drive in the snow. I'm not going to bark at my kid if they do this. I'm not going to scold my dog when they get in my way and almost trip me and make me fall headfirst into the counter.
That's a scolding moment.
Yeah. It's a teaching moment.
Yeah.
But see, that's the thing. A teaching moment as opposed to a scolding moment. You know, but that's it. I like to do that because it just helps me say, okay, well then now for today, these are the things that I'm going to do that'll make me a better person than I was yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's just little things. And of course, if there's a big issue, well, then you kind of address that too. But taking those little steps to try to start before you even get out of bed, start the day off on a slightly positive note. And then you just keep having those positive little affirmations along the way. And during the day, as soon as you feel yourself starting to go down the dark tunnel, let that person, the person in your life, know, if you can, and say a quick text or a quick phone call. Can I talk to you real quick? You got a minute? That sort of thing. Or use the tools that they've already given you, or mm-hmm. or we've given you, or whatever, to, okay, you know what? Enough. I'm going to straighten myself out. I am a good person. I am blah, blah, blah. Whatever your situation is, turn it to a positive. Even if you don't 100% believe it, start to try to believe it.
Yeah.
And then that can just help set the tone for the day and change things when you start to go downhill.
And as we said before, like, because we are a fitness show as well, and obviously the mental game and the physical game go hand in hand.
Yes.
If you are down, being active is better than not. And the being active will improve your mental mood.
Yeah.
And your mental mood will make you more encouraged to be active.
And give you confidence and give you, that sense of accomplishment. Like I had the other day with the sudden deciding to get up and then clean half my house. It was like, oh, I came home later and I was like, who did? I did this.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And I'm happy about
and
that.
And exactly. And it's just that little thing. So up and moving, it doesn't have to be run off to the gym and work out.
No.
It doesn't have to be drop down and do 100 push-ups. It doesn't, you know, it can just be being active, moving within your house, tidying things up, moving things around, thinking you want to move that piece of furniture over there and that there. And oh, look at that brand new start. Boom. You know, just little things like that to get the body moving, taking care of it, eating well, all those kind of things all come into play there too.
Even having like a little routine first thing in the morning that maybe is like you want to do 20 push-ups every morning. Then if you get up and you do your 20 push-ups or whatever, and then sit-ups, whatever your routine is, you already feel like you've done something and you've only been up for like half an hour.
And you got the blood flowing.
And the blood's flowing and you've got your movement. I do that every morning. I have a routine that takes about 15 minutes. It's like, you know, push-ups, twists, punt, you know, shadow boxing. Do it every morning. And I feel like I've actually worked out that day because I have.
Already.
And I'm awake, wide awake, haven't had any coffee, and I'm feeling good because the endorphins have kicked in and all that kind of stuff.
Well, exactly. So, you know, there's no right or wrong way to have a morning routine. You just got to find that yourself.
Yeah, that right? works for you.
Yeah, and if you try a few things, oh, well, that doesn't work. This is stupid. No, it's not stupid. Just try something different.
Yeah.
Try to find one of those, whether it's an exercise, whether it's, you know, squats or push-ups or sit-ups, or whether it's walking briskly around your house a bit to, you know, turn on lights and open windows and curtains and, you know, that sort of thing. Just find something that gets your body moving quickly right out of the gate, and then it can help. Again, that's what I usually get up and shower, and, you know, you're moving in the shower usually unless you fall asleep.
Which, that would hurt.
Yeah.
really hurt.
You know, but the moving, the warm water, the cleansing, the you know, invigorating yourself for the day, then off you can go.
Yeah.
You know, just find something works for you. There's no way that, again, it goes back to everything else we've talked about in this show, diets and supplements and all that. What works for you, your best friend might not work for you.
Yeah.
What works for your spouse might not work for you. So find what works for you and experiment, try different things, even go outside your comfort zone maybe once in a while. And once you find that, stick to it.
And you'll find the difference will be amazing, and it will come. It will just take time. Have that patience. And we also talk about a lot on this show. You need the patience.
Patience, patience, patience. It's a virtue, I hear.
And in this modern world where everything is instant self-gratification, patience is hard. But if you have the balls to stick with it,
yes,
it will be worth it.
The fortitude.
The fortitude, that's right.
Let's not get too graphic on the show.
The fortitude.
The fortitude to stick with it. It will be worth it. And you will notice a change. You will notice a difference. And then it can just start your day off that much better.
Exactly. Well, there you go.
There you go.
So in other words, get motivated, stupid.
Yeah, except my V minus is stupid.
That was a self-help book I always wanted to write.
Oh, well, that's...
Get motivated, stupid.
Stupid. Well, there you go. So...
Sorry, I'm an
author extraordinaire, Jason here. You can locate me at James Suds on Instagram or at Anatomic Training, Fitness, and Coaching on Facebook, like many of you have. So appreciate that. And we will talk to you next week.
Yeah, next week.
Next week.
Next week.
Yes.
Perfect.